So, my good boy, I want to try something a little different today, and I'm sure you won't mind. Actually, I'm confident you're going to love it, just like you love everything I make you do. You are my good boy after all. First things first, though, I'm going to need you to be entirely naked for me. If it's cold, put the heat up and get ready to do as you're told. Today, I don't mind where you are. You can be lying in bed, sitting in a chair, on your couch, even in a nice bath. All that matters is that you're comfortable and ready to follow my instructions. Last but not least, I, obviously, want your cock to be hard for me. Don't touch it yet. You don't need to make it hard, do you? It probably started getting erect the moment you heard my delicious, sexy voice. Or even better, the moment you saw I had posted a brand new audio for my good boy. I want you as hard as you've ever been. And ready to fuck yourself for me. To me. And of course, I want you to call me Miss the whole time. I own you after all, my good boy. So, I reckon you didn't need much time to get hard for me, right? Here's what I want you to do. When I say so, I want you to start stroking your hard cock slowly. Pick a nice, slow rhythm and make sure you can keep it, because I want you to fuck yourself at that rhythm non-stop until the end. You are not allowed to take your hand off your cock until it's over, and you're not allowed to come until I say so. Since you're such a good boy, though, I shall allow you to try to keep yourself from coming early by squeezing your cock hard and take a deep breath before starting again. But if that is not enough to stop yourself from coming, well, if that is not enough, you are going to take your hand off your cock and ruin your orgasm. Then keep listening to me until the end without touching your cock again, even if it gets hard on you. And it will get hard on you. That would be a fitting punishment for a bad boy who pretends to be a good boy. On the other hand, if you are able to hold on until the very end, I promise you the slowest, hardest, most satisfying orgasm you've ever had. And it's gonna be all thanks to your miss. Now you better get ready. Stroking starts. Now. Stroke for me, boy. Keep it slow. Keep it steady. And listen to me. Don't you wish I was here with you? Don't you wish it wasn't your hand stroking your hard cock, but mine? I would have you tied up at my complete mercy as I stroke you slowly, teasingly, torturing you with incomprehensible pleasures. I can already hear you begging me to go faster, but no, no, no. Today, we're taking our time. I want to build a big orgasm and an equally big load. Begging is useless. Actually, if I was with you, you wouldn't even be able to beg. I would have you gagged, probably with my panties, and unable to let anything out but delicious moans. How I would love to feel you shiver and quiver under my touch as I take you on the slow road to ecstasy. Your cock would be in heaven with me. I'd look into your eyes and see the pleasure I give you. See how much you want to come for me already. But I would also see how much of a good boy you are, trying to resist the urge to explode in my hand, doing your utter best to please and satisfy me. I would be able to see how much I own you, how much you belong to me, and how much you love that. There's nobody else who makes you feel like I do. Not your wife, not your girlfriend, not anybody you've ever been with. Only I can make you feel that way. Only I can give you such an intense pleasure. That's why you keep coming back to me. That's why you always do as I say. And that's why you're my good boy. Now keep stroking for me, my good boy. This is only the beginning. How is it going for you? Have you already had to stop and squeeze your cock? That's perfectly alright if you did. I've allowed you to. So long as you don't come without permission and keep stroking slowly, you may squeeze your cock to try and stop the orgasm. It's only natural that you would want to come for me. I made you hard. I am the one making you stroke, and I shall be the one to reward you with an orgasm. Keep stroking for me ever so slowly. Imagine me with you, my hand locked on your cock, as I tell you all the dirty things you inspire me. Oh, you're such a good boy, and I want to use you so bad. Imagine me sitting on your lap right now, teasingly stroking your cock with my hand. My sweet, wet pussy, so close to it. My panties are still in your mouth, but I know what you want. You want me to sit on your hard, needy cock. You want my pussy to embrace your twitching, horny dick. You want me to take you right here, right now. You want me to fuck you the way only I can. But that won't do. You're my good boy, and my good boy doesn't have any wants. My good boy only has needs. And so, you need me to take you. You need me to fuck you, don't you? But I won't. I won't do it today. Because before you can be awarded what you need, you have to deserve it. I don't want you to get it because you've been begging for it, no matter how well you've begged. I want you to get it because you've been such a good boy for me. A reward is an order. And the first step to get said reward is to keep slowly stroking your cock until you are allowed to come. I know it's difficult to stroke for me and not come, even if you're allowed to stop to keep yourself from exploding, but you've got to do it. That's what it means to be a good boy. You do as I say. And you know that if you do as I say, the reward you get is more than worth it. Isn't that right? Of course it is, my good boy. Now, let's go back to your imagination as you're still stroking your cock at this low rhythm. I'm still with you, and my hand is still stroking you. But my panties are not in your mouth anymore. Something else is. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's my pussy. My soft, tasty, wet pussy that you're eating with such delight and devotion. Oh, you're my good boy. You know what to do. The better you eat my pussy, the harder my grip on your cock. But I won't be going faster, and you're not going to come. Oh. Don't you wish I really was here with you? Really sitting on your face so you can devour my pussy like a good boy? Too bad I'm not. So you're left having to imagine what it would be like to be underneath me and what my juices taste like. All you have is your hand slowly stroking your dick for me while you listen to all the filthy, dirty things I tell you and follow all my instructions. Are you still stroking? I hope so. You're a good boy. There's no way you would have come already and ruined it. Maybe you're squeezing your cock really hard right now, trying your best not to climax because you're my good boy. And you know you can only come when I say so. Whichever it is, don't stop. I want you to keep going for me. I want you to be desperate for release, needy for pleasure. You will get that orgasm, my good boy, but on my terms only. I own you, your cock, and your pleasure, so I can do whatever I want with you. And what I want at the moment is for you to keep stroking your hard, horny, twitching cock to my voice. Say, my good boy, you have a free hand, don't you? I want you to start using it too. I want you to put it down on your balls and to gently massage them. I want you to build up a very nice, very big load for me. Give those heavy balls of yours some loving, while your other hand keeps slowly going up and down on your rock-hard, twitching cock. Don't you wish I'd allow you to go faster, now that we're also teasing your balls? But I won't. I told you before, today you're going slow. You are going to build an explosive orgasm for me. And you're going to do it because you are a good boy. Say, what do you think I would be doing if I was with you, teasing you with more than just my voice? We already know that my panties would be in your mouth, when you're not eating my pussy, that is. But what would I be doing to your cock other than slowly stroking it? Perhaps my other hand would be on your balls, just like what you're currently doing. Or perhaps you had proven to be such a good boy, I would be using my mouth on your balls. Can you imagine it? Me, the woman who owns you, slowly stroking your cock while I kiss and lick and suck your balls. You probably wouldn't be able to resist coming for long, so I'd have to stop. But for this brief moment in time, when I'd be teasing both your cock and balls, you would be in seventh heaven. Plus, we both know that I wouldn't stop at that. The longer you can last, the dirtier I would be teasing you. I would use every part of my body to tease you and torture you until you climax in pure, sexual, ecstatic bliss. Right now, it's my hand on your cock, but later, it would be my breasts. My soft, beautiful breasts, slowly bouncing around your needy cock, while you moan in delight and desperation through my panties. Then, if you could last so far, I'd give your dick a taste of my sensual mouth. Imagine my lips locking around the head of your cock, then slowly going down, all the way to the base. I'm confident I could easily deep-throat you. And then, just as slowly as they went down, my lips would go back up, and you'll hear me slurp all the pre-cum that's trying to exit your slit. I wouldn't stop at once, though, and soon my head would be slowly bobbing on your cock again as I listened to you trying to beg me to go faster, to let you come. And finally, if you proved to be the best of good boys, that's when you would be rewarded with my tight, wet, silky, welcoming pussy. And just as slowly as I stroked you, just as slowly as I sucked you, I would fuck you. And you know you can't come inside me, no matter how much of a good boy you are. I would allow you to put your hand on my hips, to hold me as I teasingly ride you. And I would take my panties off of your mouth so that I could hear you beg me to let you come. You know how much I love the sound of your begging voice. Please, miss, let me come. I've been a good boy, miss. Please let me come. How much I enjoy hearing you say those things to me. I could get off on the sound of you begging me alone. Talking about you begging me, I hope you're begging right now. I want you to beg me to let you come. If you've lasted that long, slowly stroking your cock while listening to me, you are definitely a good boy. And that's why I want you to beg, because that's the only way good boys get their rewards. So beg for me. That's my good boy, begging me just like I told him to. Alright, let's get you ready to burst. I want you to take the hand that's on your balls off of them and to start licking and sucking this hand's fingers. I don't care if you put one or two or all five of them in your mouth. I want you to suck on them as if they were mine, as if you were worshipping my fingers. Suck on them real hard, and try not to bite them too hard when I let you explode. I bet you can already feel the orgasm in your cock, trying to get out, trying to be free. We're almost there. Keep stroking. I want you to feel the orgasm slowly building inside you with each stroke. I want you to feel yourself getting closer and closer to the point of no return for me. Moan for me. Suck on your fingers for me. Stroke for me. Let the pleasure invade you. Take over your very core and come for me. I want you to come now, and don't even think of stroking faster. I want you to keep going slow through your orgasm. You've been a good boy. You deserve it. Keep slowly stroking your cock. I want you to milk every single drop of cum for me. Only when you're done milking yourself can you let go of your cock. Until then, keep stroking for me, and keep coming for me. You're such a good boy. How did it feel, my good boy? It was good, right? No, don't answer. Stay there. Enjoy that beautiful sensation you get after such a good orgasm. And since I know you want to thank me, my good boy, you're welcome.